Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. All right. And you're comfortable doing what you got to do right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Charlie, right? That was the dog's name. What's the latest on his condition?
Charlie seems to be doing a little bit better. We're still waiting for some more test results that we hoped to have yesterday. So we're thinking they might come in today. And those test results we're waiting for will tell us what's going on with his red blood cells. But as far as his platelet levels, they are going up slowly and gradually. He is on some pretty strong medication. And the trick now is to start slowly weaning him off that medication and see if he can gradually start rebuilding the platelets himself without the medication or without such heavy doses of it. So it's still a tricky situation, still very guarded, but we're more optimistic than we were last week.
And I know initially there were some concerns about Charlie's weight, too. That was no longer an issue?
Well, it still is an issue. He still is underweight. We have a lot of people asking why we don't let him eat more and put on weight more quickly. But that could work against us, and that could work against any of his internal organs that may be damaged, could work against his heart that might have some damage. Because of the severe level of emaciation, we have to make sure that he eats gradually and slowly and puts that weight on gradually. Right now we're working on some feeding programs with him to try to help him slow down eating so that he doesn't experience any kind of bloat, so that he doesn't start becoming aggressive about the food, maybe even guarding the food and eating it very quickly. We're working on hand feeding him, and we're going to gradually work up to a slow feeder bowl, which is a dog food dish that almost looks like a maze is been set inside of it, and it takes the dogs a little bit longer to eat, and it teaches them to eat a little more slowly. So that's the behavior plan that we're working on right now with Charlie.
And I know this is probably more something that should be asked of a vet than you, because of the area of expertise. The blood work itself, does that indicate that maybe there was some kind of a blood problem that came with Charlie?
There could be a blood disease that may or may not be chronic. We don't know. So once we get him out of the woods, hopefully, if we get him out of the woods with this issue, is this blood disease something that could recur? It might. We just don't know enough yet. What the platelets tell us and the lower platelet levels tells us is that there might be some kind of internal bleeding that we're not able to detect at this point. We can't put him under anesthesia. He's still too thin, still too weak. So right now we're just trying to maintain this level, grow it a little bit through meds. If we can get him strong enough, maybe there's more that we can do, but it's still a wait and see because he's still so weak and thin and because he's still on these heavy meds.
Anything further on finding the individual or individuals responsible?
The investigation is still underway. That investigation is being conducted by SPCA Serving Erie County officers, and we do have more contributed to the reward fund. Right now, that reward fund is at $2,475, and it will go to the person who gives us information that will lead to the arrest and the conviction of the people who are responsible for doing this to Charlie. We did receive some good leads when we first started announcing that reward fund. It's important that I stress we will respond to anonymous tips, and I know I keep saying that over and over, but for people who are considering sharing information with us, it could be very dangerous, and there might be people who want to share the information not to receive the reward fund, but because they want to do the right thing. So if they do prefer to call anonymously, we do respond to those tips. We often receive our best tips that way.
And the number again?
875-7360. It's extension 221.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.